their departure from Russia is rather interesting. My mother's baby brother, his name was Jimmy Funberg. He was in the Russian army. He was injured. They wouldn't treat him because he was Jewish. His boots were stolen. They wouldn't replace his boots because he was Jewish. He deserted the army. He went back home to his mother. His dad had already died. He went back home to his mother and said, "We have to leave. If I am caught, they will not try me. They'll just shoot me because I'm a deserter." He expected to be shot if he was caught. She said she would not leave Russia until all of her children could go. It took him a couple of years to make plans. Not all of her children wanted to come. Some were married and had families, and they didn't want to leave. The younger brother of my mother, actually my uncle, took him 2 years to make the plans to leave. They would walk at night and sleep in haystacks during the day until they got to the border of the Dnieper River. It was the border between Russia and Romania. He made plans. One boat got across. The second boat was fired upon and didn't make it. But my mother and my brothers were on that first boat. When they got to the Dnieper River, they started making plans to come to the United States. Because it had taken so long, my dad had earned enough money that they could come second class. They didn't have to come steerage. They emigrated to France. I'm not sure how they managed that, but they came across the Atlantic in a French boat. My mother and my younger brother were seasick and were in the cabin the whole time. My older brother, whose name was Mike, was all over the boat, and by the time the boat landed in New York, he could speak French.
So how long a trip was that?
I don't know. My mother and my brothers landed in New York. They had an address of another aunt who was living in New York. She welcomed them there, and it took them a day or two before they could make arrangements to get to Tulsa, Oklahoma. But they did.
So they came through Ellis Island then?
Yes. So far as I know, I have relatives who tried to check on it and couldn't find it. But I'm pretty sure it was Ellis Island because I'm remembering my aunt was in New York.
So people were leaving Russia for better times in a bigger country, or was it because of a hardship living there?
Well, I think it was everything combined. There was anti-Semitism. They were Jewish. That was part of a problem almost anywhere they were in Europe or wherever. And, of course, many of them wanted to join relatives elsewhere. I also had relatives who went to South America. I had a cousin who later found those relatives. They were in Chile, in several countries in South America. Mm-hmm. Contact has been made with them. I don't know them, but I know that contact has been made with many of those relatives. But these were relatives of my mother's that emigrated to South America at the time. They weren't always able to come here. I have another cousin who determined that my grandfather knew sugar beet planting and cultivation because somehow or other the family came from South America.